Hi, welcome back to the Holistic Women's Health Podcast. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to share that you can get $100 off both my Synced course, which is a cycle syncing course, and my Bye Bye Cramps course. If you have endometriosis, painful periods, then that course is for you. And both of those courses, you can get $100 off. I'll leave more details in the description box below and as well as at the end of the episode. On today's episode, I'm going to cover my favorite supplements for PCOS. I recently did an Instagram post on the four types of PCOS, and I had tons of people reaching out being like, okay, I don't know what type I have. Can I have all four types? What can I do for this? What kind of supplements can I take? So I thought I would do a targeted episode specifically for supplements to help with PCOS. The most common type of PCOS is insulin-resistant PCOS, which is from dysregulated blood sugar. It can cause weight gain, struggle to lose weight, sugar cravings, carb cravings. You struggle to feel full. You can get ravenous. You might have skin tags. You get irritable or dizzy without food for a period of time. The other types are inflammatory PCOS, which would be body aches and pains, digestive issues, tired, skin issues, eczema, allergy, headaches. Adrenal PCOS, which is if you've been stressed for a long period of time, you may have low libido, you're tired in the morning, but you have energy in the evenings, you have that afternoon fatigue, weight gain, struggle to lose weight as well. You get dizzy when you go from sitting up or laying down to standing. You don't get enough sleep, you're high stress all the time, and you also may get some sugar cravings. And then the last type is post-pill PCOS. So if you've been on the birth control pill or the hormonal IUD and you've come off and now you're experiencing something called an androgen rebound, which is acne, you have a missing period for 3 months after coming off birth control pill, you have excess hair growth on your face and your body and thinning hair on your head and those typical PCOS symptoms after coming off birth control, whereas you didn't have those beforehand. So those are the four types. Other than supplements, there's tons of things you can do, focusing on nutrition, proper exercise, managing your stress, getting good sleep, all sorts of things. But let's get into the supplements. The first supplement I want to talk about is vitamin D, because up to 85% of women with PCOS have a vitamin D deficiency. So almost all women who have PCOS are vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D is great for improving fertility, supporting your ovulation, which is important if you want to get pregnant, reduces inflammation, improves that insulin resistance, which I talked about as being that number one type of PCOS, that blood sugar dysregulation, sugar cravings, trouble to lose weight. Vitamin D also helps to support mood if you're someone who experiences SAD or seasonal affective disorder, especially if you come from somewhere that has dark winters, then you are likely low in vitamin D. And it also, of course, helps to support your immune system. Vitamin D is present in some foods, but it is really hard to get a good amount in foods. What I always recommend is to test your vitamin D levels on blood work, see where you're at, and then if you're low, which about 90% of people in Canada or in cold climates tend to be low in vitamin D. So something to keep in mind, if you're low, I would absolutely recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Since it is a fat-soluble vitamin, you do want to make sure that you are taking it with meals to help absorption and making sure that your vitamin D comes with a good fat source. I prefer if it has coconut oil, MCT oil, olive oil over some other oils like sunflower oil, canola oil, things like that. The second supplement I want to talk about is one of the most talked about recommended supplements for PCOS. If you have been diagnosed with PCOS, you've probably heard of it. It's called inositol. There are two different types. There's D-chiro and myo-inositol. And when combined, they have been shown to improve insulin sensitivity, which helps with weight loss in PCOS. The combination helps reduce androgen levels, which can help with that acne and that body hair, hirsutism, thinning hair on head. It helps to regulate cycles. This has been shown in 74% of women with PCOS. It's also been shown to improve ovulation by threefold and egg quality, which of course both support fertility. So if fertility is on your radar and you have PCOS, If you've been struggling to lose weight, if you have acne or body hair, thinning hair on your head, you have an irregular cycle, that combination of D-chiro and myo-inositol is going to be wonderful. The next supplement is berberine, which has been in the spotlight recently. Studies show that berberine is just as effective as metformin in improving insulin sensitivity, which helps with weight loss, like I mentioned. It also reduces testosterone levels, helps decrease cravings, regulates menstrual cycles, and an extra bonus, it does not have the side effects that metformin does. A few studies actually show that women who take berberine for 12 weeks achieved more weight loss compared to metformin. So it's just as effective, if not more effective, than metformin, and it has low to no side effects. So if you experience a lot of those carb cravings, sugar cravings, struggle with weight loss, berberine is a great one. The combination of licorice root and peony root can help to balance your LH and your FSH ratio by lowering LH levels. So something I do a lot in my practice is ask my clients to get their blood work. And what I always tell them to get is LH and FSH. This is luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone. Ideally, you want these two to be in a 1-to-1 ratio. If they're not in a 1-to-1 ratio, then we're definitely digging deeper into PCOS and seeing if you fit under the criteria of PCOS. So licorice root and peony root in combination can help balance out those LH and FSH ratios. It can increase progesterone levels, which support ovulation. If you are low in progesterone on your blood work, it lowers androgens like testosterone and DHEA, which are both responsible for that acne, that hirsutism, those typical male signs and symptoms that women with PCOS experience. It helps to balance your blood sugar levels and lowers inflammation as well. Next supplement I love is omega-3. I pretty much recommend omega-3 to almost every single one of my clients because it just covers so many bases when it comes to hormone imbalances. It helps to reduce inflammation, improves fertility, regulates appetite, which can help support weight loss. It reduces testosterone levels, reduces acne, relieves depression and anxiety, lowers your risk of heart disease, cardiovascular disease. It improves egg quality if you're looking to get pregnant, decreases insulin resistance, so it balances those blood sugar levels, and it can also reduce menstrual cramps if you do experience cramps. Next one I like to recommend is zinc. It improves ovulation and fertility, insulin sensitivity, supports your immune system, decreases testosterone, and all those male-like symptoms that I just mentioned. The hair on your face, hair loss on your head, acne. Along the same lines, if you are experiencing a lot of those testosterone and androgen symptoms, saw palmetto is one of my go-tos for any of my clients who have acne and high androgen or testosterone levels on either their blood work or their Dutch test results. Several studies show that saw palmetto is a very promising treatment for women with PCOS who have those high androgen levels. One study showed that saw palmetto can reduce something called 5-alpha reductase activity, which is an enzyme that converts testosterone into DHT. DHT is not great. It's the more potent form of testosterone, and it gives you more of those androgen symptoms. So whenever I'm covering a Dutch test with someone, you can see the whole pathway of all the androgens of DHEA, testosterone, and testosterone has two pathways. You're either an alpha or a beta. And when you favor the alpha pathway, this is when a lot of women and a lot of my clients experience acne and that hirsutism, that facial hair, belly hair, body hair. So saw palmetto reduces the 5-alpha reductase activity. So you're less likely to experience those symptoms. This enzyme is often overactive with PCOS, which leads to all those symptoms that I just mentioned. The next one I like, again, covers tons of different bases. It's called NAC or N-acetylcysteine. This supports ovulation, your natural detoxification, reduces testosterone levels, and does so many other wonderful things. One study found it to be comparable to metformin in lowering insulin levels and androgens, as well as improving menstrual regularity. Next supplement is magnesium. It is estimated that around 80% of the world's population are magnesium deficient. This can be from so many different things, from our soil to stress levels depleting magnesium. And magnesium is wildly important because it has over 500 enzymatic activities in the body. So it has over 500 jobs in the body. And women with PCOS are 19 times more likely to have a magnesium deficiency. That's 19-1-9. Magnesium is a natural anti-inflammatory that can improve your blood sugar metabolism. It can help decrease stress, soothe any muscle aches and pains, help with headaches, help with sleep. There are so many things that magnesium helps with, whether you realize it or not, it is absolutely essential. You name it, magnesium will support it. Other things that I love are red raspberry leaf tea, which can tone the uterine lining. If you do experience any painful periods or you're looking to support your fertility, red raspberry leaf tea, those 2 weeks leading up to your period, red raspberry leaf tea is wonderful. Another tea I recommend all the time is spearmint tea, which helps to reduce those androgen levels. So if you are someone with acne or that facial hair, spearmint tea is really wonderful. Other supplements that I did just want to mention as well that can be helpful, I won't go too into detail with them, but any of your B vitamins, B complex, a vitamin B12, this is all wonderful to support hormones. CoQ10 is great if you're looking to get pregnant, support egg quality and fertility. Selenium can improve insulin metabolism, it's anti-inflammatory, supports thyroid. Cinnamon, chromium, and apple cider vinegar are all great if you do struggle with sugar cravings and carb cravings. Other supplements can be L-carnitine, alpha-lipoic acid, melatonin, green tea, medicinal mushrooms like reishi, maitake, adaptogens like ashwagandha, holy basil. They can all help with stress and all the symptoms that go along with PCOS. So I just wanted to mention those as well. And of course, all these are not to be taken at once. I don't want you taking 12 supplements all at once. I typically recommend anywhere between 1 and 5 supplements as you're going through a protocol, depending on what you're struggling with, depending on what your symptoms are, depending on what you need as an individual. So these are all just supplements that I would typically recommend that all have tons of research studies for PCOS and that I've seen work with my clients. So I would definitely recommend working with a practitioner, especially one who focuses on women's health, so you can really get a custom protocol. Otherwise, if you're doing the DIY version, definitely do all your research. You don't want to be mixing any of these with medications, because a lot of supplements and herbs can interact with your meds and make them either not work as efficiently or make them work too efficiently. So something to keep in mind that supplementing on your own can be dangerous, especially if you're mixing a bunch together and especially if you're on medication. A lot of these also aren't recommended if you are pregnant or you're trying to conceive. So this is something that you would do for your PCOS symptoms at least 3 months before trying to conceive. So just a couple notes there, but those are some of my favorite supplements. If there's anything else that you want to hear, I'll leave a link in the show notes below and also on my Instagram if you want to submit topics, guests, anything like that, feel free to reach out to me. I'm on Instagram at nutritionmoderation or online at nutritionmoderation.com. Also, like I mentioned earlier in the episode, I'm giving $100 off both my Synced course and Bye Bye Cramps course. The discount will only be applied from today, February 7th, until February 14th with the code PODCAST100. Again, I'll leave all that in the show notes below, as well as the link to both courses. This discount is only available to podcast listeners. So if you do want to take advantage from today, the 7th until the 14th to get $100 off, then that code is PODCAST100. I really hope you enjoyed this episode and I'll talk with you very soon.